Amos chapter 7. Father, we ask that you would sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amos 7 verse 1. This is what the sovereign Lord showed me. He was preparing swarms of locusts after the king's share had been harvested, and just as the second crop was coming up. The first crop was usually for the king. The second crop was for the farmers. But God's patience has run dry, and he will send locusts to destroy Israel's crop. Verse 2, it says, when they had stripped the land clean, I cried out, Sovereign Lord, forgive. How can Jacob survive? He is so small. And so Amos saw the judgment coming, and he prayed for mercy. And Amos was a righteous man, remember? And so it says in verse 3, the Lord relented. This will not happen, the Lord said. So this was a vision. It actually was not happening yet. But Amos saw a vision of the judgment that was sure to come. He prayed. And we see from verse 3 that God's mind can sometimes be changed by prayer. Amos prayed, and God changed his plans. 4. This is what the sovereign Lord showed me. The sovereign Lord was calling for judgment by fire. It dried up the great deep and devoured the land. God showed Amos another vision of judgment. This time, it was judgment by fire. 5. Then I cried out, Sovereign Lord, I beg you, stop. How can Jacob survive? He is so small. So the Lord relented. This will not happen either, the Sovereign Lord said. Again, Amos prays for mercy, and again, God changes his mind. 7. This is what he showed me. The Lord was standing by a wall that had been built true to plumb, with a plumb line in his hand. A plumb line is like a level. A builder uses it to make sure that what he has built is straight. Here God compares Israel to a straight wall. God built Israel straight. In the beginning, God built Israel well. He gave them everything that they needed. He gave them his perfect law. He gave them his presence. There was no reason in the world for Israel to fall. Verse 8. And the Lord asked me, what do you see, Amos? A plumb line, I replied. Then the Lord said, look, I'm setting a plumb line among my people Israel. I will spare them no longer. God put the level on Israel and showed Amos that they had become crooked. They were no longer right as they were in the beginning. Verse 9, the high places of Isaac will be destroyed, and the sanctuaries of Israel will be ruined. With my sword, I will rise against the house of Jeroboam. He's talking about the holy places. They had become high places. The holy places in Israel had become unholy places because they had become places to worship idols. As a result, God will destroy them. God does not put up with blasphemy forever. 10. Then Amaziah, the priest of Bethel, sent a message to Jeroboam, king of Israel. Amos is raising a conspiracy against you in the very heart of Israel. The land cannot bear all his words. Amos was preaching the word of God, and it was not a popular message. The people were used to getting good time sermons from false teachers who would just tell them what they wanted to hear so that they would be very popular. One affirmation sermon after another is what they were used to, and is what that's the only thing that they could tolerate. So Amos comes along, he's preaching the word of God, and it's not popular. The people wanted to feel good about themselves, even though they were bad. But the word of God made them feel guilty. And so Amos is now being attacked for telling the ugly truth. 11. For this is what Amos is saying. Jeroboam, and that's the king of Israel, Jeroboam will die by the sword, and Israel will surely go into exile away from their native land. Well, now Amos did say, by the word of the Lord, that Israel would go into exile. But Amos is being lied about to the king here, because Amaziah the priest told the king that Amos said the king would die by the sword. Amos never said that. Of course, telling lies about the church goes on today as well. Verse 12. Then Amaziah said to Amos, "Get out, you seer. Go back to the land of Judah. Earn your bread there, and do your prophesying there. Don't prophesy anymore at Bethel, because this is the king's sanctuary and the temple of the kingdom." He says, "You have no right to preach up here. The king owns this temple, and he doesn't like what you're saying." And so the priest tells Amos to leave the country. The priest, along with the people up north, were not interested in hearing God's word. And so, they want him to leave. Go preach somewhere else. Well, the best thing to do when the word of God makes us feel uncomfortable, the best thing to do is to repent. The worst thing to do is to try to get rid of God's word, is to turn off the channel, or the radio, or throw the Bible away, or walk out of the church. That's the worst thing you can do. 14. Amos answered Amaziah, "I was neither a prophet nor a prophet's son, but I was a shepherd, and I also took care of sycamore trees." Amos says, "I'm just a farmer." He's saying, "Don't try to get me to leave for financial reasons. Maybe I could get a bigger offering someplace else, but being a prophet isn't a career to me." It is a career to some. That's why they let people manipulate them in what they say. 15. He says, "But the Lord took me from tending the flock and said to me, 'Go prophesy to my people Israel.'" He says, "I'm delivering God's word because he's telling me to do that." Amos was not in the ministry for himself, so any attempts to get him to quit for his own good will fail. He's not doing it for his own good. He's doing it because God told him to do it. Of course, Amaziah, the priest, wouldn't understand something like that. 16. "Now then, hear the word of the Lord. You say, 'Do not prophesy against Israel, and stop preaching against the house of Isaac.'" And he was. The priest was asking Amos to disobey God by not talking, by not preaching the truth. 17. "Therefore, this is what the Lord says. Your wife will become a prostitute in the city, and your sons and daughters will fall by the sword. Your land will be measured and divided up, and you yourself will die in a pagan country, and Israel will certainly go into exile away from the native land." You can tell him to be quiet and go preach that message someplace else, but it's not going to change the fact that it's going to happen just as God said. And for trying to smother God's word, Amaziah is going to be taken away to a different country, and he will die. Meanwhile, his wife would have to make a living as a prostitute. His sons and his daughters will die in the war. And no matter how many times he said it wouldn't happen, Israel would be conquered as punishment for their sin. And we see from this that it is just pure foolishness to fight against the word of God and think that you can somehow prevail. It won't happen. Next time, we're in chapter 8. Until then, so long, everyone.